What's up, guys? Welcome back to this episode of the Haunted Cafe. It's episode one
again. Episode one again?
Yeah, because it's a talking tea.
Oh, it's a different series.
Yeah,
so I thought we were just going to continue.
I didn't really intro it, but
yeah.
Hi, guys. So this is going to be a spinoff of our normal episodes called, we're going to call it Tea Tales. And it's basically just listener tales that have sent us emails. And if you want to send us an email, it's thehauntedcafe@gmail.com.
Yeah, and pretty much what we do is like we just tell your stories, like your haunted stories, etc.
Yeah, it can be ghost stories, or if you have
Sasquatch stories. I have a personal what I think is a
sleep paralysis.
Yeah, a sleep paralysis story, which is the only time I've ever experienced sleep paralysis, and it still haunts me to this day.
Yeah. And we're gonna get to that. So it's gonna be. Right now we're streaming on Twitch too. That's going to be a new thing. if you guys want to check that out, check the podcast out. We're going to be on YouTube. We're all over the place. Yeah.
And pretty much what we're going to do is like this is for the guys on Twitch and the guys on here. But what we're going to do is I think instead of just introducing the whole thing in every Twitch, we'll just go right into the episode and we'll record it as soon as we start recording Twitch. Because by the time people watch this, they'll know what the next episode is. If they don't, then if they ask, hey, what's going on, we'll let them know towards the end of the show or whatever.
This was just kind of like the first time and I didn't really know how to do this.
And the tea we're drinking today, once again, this is for the Spotify. The tea we're drinking today is Calm, and we got out of Acme. It's Open Nature, and it's got Calm and chamomile and passion flower herb.
All right, so let's get into the spooky stories.
Yes.
I want to thank the first guy to send us an email. Thank you so much,
we appreciate it.
His name is Sean Walters. I think it's Sean. We were having an argument. It's either Sheen or Sean.
Yeah.
Pretty sure it's Sean, but I can't pronunciate. So.
Yep.
All right. So he said, I'll start this off as an explanation of who I am and why I decided to share my story with you. My name is Sean Waters. I'm 26 years old, and I live in the U.S., Tennessee to be exact. Which that's
where my G-Mall is.
I have two stories. Both happened when I was much younger, and I've held on to these memories for a long time. Because of the events I witnessed, I was troubled to try and make sense of what I saw as I got older. I'll go ahead and start with my first story. This one could be summed up with a type of sleep paralysis based on the research I'd seen. I'm not a writer, and I won't be sensationalizing anything I tell you, only what I experience. Which, we like that.
Yes.
As I mentioned, I was much younger, approximate age at the time could be 8 to 10 years old. My parents were divorced, so I was staying with my mom for the weekend at her trailer. The trailer park resides close to a railway and the Civil War battlefield here in Tennessee.
Oh, I've been there.
Oh, you have?
Yes, I have.
Oh, you guys were close then.
Yeah.
I was laying down.
It's a small world after all, sorry.
Yeah, oh yeah, definitely. We come to realize that. But anyway, I was laying down in my mom's bed to go to sleep for the night. I opened my eyes and saw a circle of shadows all around me chanting in some weird dialect. As they chanted, the room felt like it began to shake. I couldn't move or make a sound. I was paralyzed in fear. The shaking and noise grew louder and louder. It sounded like a train, again why I mentioned the railway nearby and possible sleep paralysis notion. Which, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. It sounded like a train was about to go full force through the room.
Jeez.
I knew this wasn't possible, and the whole atmosphere felt like I was in alternate reality. As the train sounds and chanting came to a crescendo, new word I've never heard of.
I think it's either crescendo or crescendo, one or the other. It's like I think it's like a musical term.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm not. I mustered up every bit of breath I had and screamed for my mom. She came bursting into the room, and as soon as she did so, everything stopped. No train sound, no shadows, no chanting. I asked my mom if she had heard the train, and she said she hadn't. This is an experience I'll never forget and have always had questions about. He said, feel free to draw your own conclusions, as I still have no idea what really happened. So that's the first story, which, honestly, if it had happened to me, I would have been freaking out. Like,
yeah, and if this is down in Tennessee, I probably have to ask you about your ancestry, because if it's next to the Civil War thing, like, he said he was close to it, right?
Yeah, he said he lived next to it in a trailer. Okay, so, I mean, yeah. It could just be, like, something that he rented, or, you know, yeah, I don't know the specifics, yeah. But...
But if you got to take a look at your ancestry, too, because that might have something to do with it, so...
Yeah, and also, with this, what I was thinking, too, is the Civil War thing, you live right next to that, so...
Yeah.
The ghost, or if it, you know, if it is a ghost, they're not going to stay right in the battle area. Yeah,
and depending on how close the railways are, they could have just been a mix of both. It could have been, you know... The chanting you might have heard might have been like or whoever it was, like chanting a very specific phrase that you probably couldn't understand because it's something that you're not used to. And the sound of the train probably came from that. So, like, the sound, I know that sounds create like certain wave elements that stay. Like, that's how records are made. You put waves in a record and it spins and collects it. So, that could have just been something that just happened to stay in the atmosphere and you just happened to experience it. Which,
and then with the whole sleep paralysis thing.
Yeah.
I know that also, like, twists...
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like the out-of-body experience, where it, like, twists your perception of what's real and what's not,
yeah, obviously. You pretty much enter the astral realm without actually entering the astral realm. You're pretty much in, what's that thing between life and death, where you're not going to heaven or hell. What's
not purgatory. Called? He's not in purgatory.
No, it's like that. It's not purgatory itself, but it's like that. I forget what it's called, but... Yeah, it's...
I'm not sure.
Yeah, it's a certain phrase that I don't remember.
Oh, limbo?
Yes, limbo. Oh, okay. That's what I meant.
I think I thought that was the same thing as purgatory. But no, I think really. That's just where, like, you're kind of...
I mean, it's similar, but it's like, it's... You're not dead. In purgatory, you're dead.
Yeah.
In limbo, you're just...
In between.
Yeah, you're like Doctor Strange in it, so...
No, I think, honestly, it definitely was, like, a large case of...
Yeah.
Sleep paralysis.
Mm-hmm.
And it could have been, you know, somebody coming to visit. Honestly, it's a creepy story. I kind of have a similar experience.
So do I, honestly. It's not like that, but it's a little bit more minuscule, but...
Mine's more of a ghost story than it is, like, you know, but we're going to talk about that towards the
end. I have my three stories. I have the ghost story, the sleep paralysis story, and something like this, which I wouldn't count as sleep paralysis, but it's like, it's almost similar. It's almost like having an out-of-body experience, but it was really, really twisted and effed up, so...
Yeah.
But...
Excuse me. All right, so let's go into the second story. He says, the second story is more of a traditional ghost story, normal daytime haunting, if you'd like.
Interesting, during the daytime. Hmm.
Yeah, I think it is. Eventually, I ended up moving in with my mother several years later. She had bought a house and provided a better accommodation for my room and whatnot. This house was genuinely haunted. 3 a.m. knocking, thuds, electronic toys acting weird, etc. Which, if it's one of them Elmos, like, no thanks.
Yeah.
Them evil Elmos.
Emma loves you!
You just creep me out.
Sorry.
I was asleep in my house. I was asleep in the house one morning, and I shit you not, a voice told me to wake up.
We gotta be careful with cussing when we're on Twitch.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I was thinking the podcast. Podcast.
Podcast doesn't care. Twitch anyway, does.
Yeah. It felt like someone was right up next to my ear telling me to wake up. I opened my eyes, confused AF. Just can't cuss.
Yeah. Wake up, fool.
Wake up, that's it. I walked around the house to see if anyone was awake, and no one was. I started to head back to my room when I heard my dog growling into the attached bathroom in my room.
Oh, wow.
I walked into my room and saw my dog, a chocolate lab named Hershey,
growling
directly into my bathroom. I went to try and see what he was growling at. As I motioned towards the bathroom, I could see a disembodied person, I guess, tell my dog to shut up. Hearing a disembodied voice that clearly was utterly terrifying for me and my dog. Which... Heck yeah, especially if it's telling your dog shut up, like, rude.
I don't want your Hershey Kisses.
That's such a cute name for the chocolate lab. He said, I apologize for the graphicness of what comes next, but my dog was scared crapless and peed all over the floor in fear. Which, like, that's when you know that it's actually something, though.
Yeah, because like, scared the crap out of the dog.
Yeah, like, if the dog's just, like, barking or whatever, like, yeah, that's, you know, it's creepy. But for it to actually, like, pee on the floor in terror, like, oh, you know.
Yeah, that's bad.
I would have been out.
Yeah.
There were several other instances in this house, but none so shocking and clear. There was definitely a dark energy in that house, and I believe it affected our emotional well-being in that house as well, which that definitely happens.
Yeah, yeah. It'll mess with your energy big time.
Yeah. I think that's all of it. Oops, my alarm. That always happens.
Yeah, it does. Especially around it, because we have an alarm set for 8:30 for us to stop eating because we're intermittent fasting, so.
Yeah. And, he said, thank you for reading what I had to say. I truly appreciate it. I also promised people, just as like a thank you, that I would plug their channels, whether it be YouTube or Twitch or anything.
Yep.
He has a Twitch. It's twitch.tv/fudgeandsheen, or Sean, sorry. I'm horrible at that. And then youtube.com/user the Sean I am.
Okay.
So go check it out.
Nice.
So what do you think about those? Honestly, like...
I mean, I think, honestly, out of all of it, the one that scares me the most has to be a sleep paralysis, just because I've experienced that myself.
Yeah, you've been through
it. And it's not something to be laughed at. It could be funny, but it's not.
The thing that worries me the most is the dog. Because, like, you can freak your own self out. Like, you could be like, oh, I saw that. And, like, you know, after a while, your mind twists it to believe something.
Yeah.
But for a dog to be scared, like, I mean, I don't know. But I don't think a dog's going to, like, twist its own mind to be like, that was terrifying, yeah. You know?
I mean, they always say that animals can see worlds that we can't. So, if only we could actually tell what animals see, we'd be able to understand the world a lot better.
Yeah, probably. All right, so this next one is from a guy named Eric.
Sup, dude.
he was also from, I can't remember if he was from Reddit or not, but this guy found my post on Reddit. He said it's a mini horror story, so it's not anything, like, huge.
I mean, horror story is still a horror story, no matter how short it is.
Yeah. He said, in the summer of 2009.
Wow.
I worked at Rite Aid in Alhambra. How do you say that, Arlene?
I have no idea. I'm not looking at it.
It's A-L, ham, and bra. Alhambra?
Or is it Alabama and it just got spelled wrong?
No, because it's California.
Oh, okay.
Alhambra,
California.
It's Alhambra, California. See, that took way too long for us trying to figure out.
Yeah, that's a whole 10 minutes wasted.
See, I'm so bad at, like, pronunciation. Anyway, so he was working at a Rite Aid. I was the only guy working there, so I was tasked with the hard work. Organizing the stock room, handled the load deliveries, pretty much all the grunt work. Which, you would know about that.
Oh, yeah. Unfortunately.
Friday,
I feel for you, my guy.
Yeah. Friday night was our busiest time, so I was always scheduled to close. I was told stories of how the place was haunted, and you'd hear things at night. Wow. I love ghost stories, so I was all for it. Me too, but I don't know.
I mean, I love ghost stories too, but you're not going to see me walking into a cemetery with one of those little spirit detecting things at night.
I would. I'd go in there.
It's going to end up like I told you before, that scene with the cops that walked into the cemetery at night and then someone screams at the top of their lungs and they crap themselves and run away. Well, they were near their car too.
That's what I'm saying. Near the car so I can jump back in. Anyway. At night, you would hear footsteps from the upstairs stock room. You would hear someone running down the belt that took boxes from downstairs to upstairs. The craziest night was when I was closing with a girl, and we both heard heavy footsteps coming from the break room, downstairs to the door locked by a code. Now, there were two other people working, but they were in the manager's room opposite of us on the first floor. She went completely pale as the footsteps approached the door. Being brave, I went to open it carefully. Sure enough, there was no one there. I had the only keys to open all doors, so she followed along and we checked every possible hiding location, but it came up empty.
Wow.
We told our manager and he laughed us off as a joke, but never believed us. We told the rest of the crew and sure enough, they have heard footsteps, but have always been scared to go check for themselves when they hear them.
And managers are just going to be managers. They're going to laugh at you no matter what. They're like, get back to work.
Yeah, well, they don't want to, like...
Yeah, they don't want to panic their employees.
Yeah, and make them,
They don't want to be real.
That's any manager. Yeah, I'm sure, honestly, like, if, like, my job or whatever was to be haunted, they wouldn't tell us.
No. I mean, if I was the manager someplace and everyone was haunted, I would help them search. I would get freaked out myself.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I would still take command as a manager, but I'm not just going to laugh it off. Like, there could be someone in Rite Aid.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, too. Because older buildings, I would understand.
Yeah.
But just, like, a plain old Rite Aid. Yeah. Like, depend, obviously, like, location and what it used to be, because, like...
Location.
Yeah. It all depends on what it all used to be before.
Yeah.
But just the fact that it's, like, a regular Rite Aid. I mean, it sounds like a pretty big Rite Aid, though.
Cause yeah, for them to have a second floor and
upstairs
stuff.
Upstairs and downstairs.
Yeah, that's a decent-sized Rite Aid. I've never heard of a Rite Aid with a...
Maybe it's not a normal Rite Aid.
Maybe, I don't know.
Because, like, I'm picturing, like, the one... You know, one story, one floor
building. The good thing is, if that Rite Aid ever closes down and Halloween Spirit gets a hold of it, it'll stay true to what it is.
Yeah. That's
that true. Might even get even more haunted because there's death everywhere.
Oh, jeez. All right, so we have two more stories to go, but we're going to take a quick ad break.
Yes.
Okay?
All right, this ad break brought to you by Anarchy Props. And you guys have heard these ads before. Anarchy Props is where I customize props and I make props. I do paint jobs, stuff like that. And for those of you who don't know on Twitch, it's exactly what I do. I post on TikTok and I also have a YouTube channel. YouTube channel I'm still working on. It's going to take me a minute, but so far TikTok has been my main source of videos because it's really easy to do videos on TikTok.
Yeah.
So if you guys ever get a chance, look up Anarchy Props 13 on TikTok and look up Anarchy Props on YouTube and give me a follow and a subscribe and I appreciate it.
Alright, so this next tea tale is what I'm calling them, is from a lady, I think it is, Adrian. Says, I was 14 years old at a sleepover with three friends. We decided to play with an Ouija board.
That sounds like something typical females would do, honestly, at a sleepover with friends. There's so many horror stories related to that, it's unreal.
Yeah, I'm assuming that it is a girl because she has friends that are Meredith and stuff. So I'm assuming sleepover. Anyway, there were four of us, so we each sat around the board. I was sitting in front of a mirrored closet. Across from me was my friend Meredith. Behind her, on the other side of the basement, was a staircase that I had full view of. As we started playing, I kept seeing a ghostly figure, almost smoke-like, very faint, standing on the staircase facing us. He was wearing a derby hat, and the brim was hiding his eyes, which I'm not entirely sure what a derby hat
is. I think a derby hat is like the edgelords.
Is it the bigger one?
What the edgelords wear. It's either that or it's the bowl cap. It's either a derby cap is either a bowl cap or the fedoras.
Look it up real quick. All right. Well, I'll keep reading.
Yeah, you keep reading and I'll look it up.
I thought I was just seeing things, but because I was scared. I just brushed it off as my eyes playing tricks on me. The image was so faint anyways that this seemed like the logical explanation. Suddenly, one of the girls makes us stop and turn on all the lights because she got a bad feeling. After we put the board away, Meredith, the girl who was in front of me, says, I don't want to freak anyone out, but the whole time we were playing, I kept seeing a man standing on the staircase. Remember, I was in front of a mirrored closet, so Meredith was sitting in front of me. So she could see the reflection of the staircase. This shook me. She saw the same thing I had, and yet I had not told her that I saw anything because I didn't want to scare anyone or seem like I was crazy or lying.
Yeah, you don't want to...
Well, it's amazing that she had seen the same thing that, you know...
Yeah. I'm getting a lot of different things for derby hat.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Well, let me see. Yeah, so far it just looks like a bowl cap. It looks like the thing that,
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's one of those.
It's like the old-fashioned, like, Charlie Chaplin...
Yeah, that's what I was trying to think of. Chaplin hat, yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, now we know what it do. Now we know exactly what it's called.
Yeah, that's cool.
Thanks!
But that's just, like, really creepy that Meredith saw the same thing that she did.
Now, you know when multiple people are seeing the same thing, that's usually a
especially
a bad
without,
thing.
Like...
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Like, it's a bad thing that they're seeing it. That means it's there. It's not just somebody making up a story.
Yeah,
now you have
somebody...
two people seeing the same exact thing.
Not telling each other.
Yeah, and not telling each other. Mm-hmm. And then as soon as you bring it up, the other person's like, yeah.
Like, yeah, I saw that too. All right. And then she's got one more story. It says, I was a server in a two-story restaurant in a building down Ann Arbor, Michigan. I'm not sure how old the building is. I think it was built in the 1930s. Regardless, it's very old and has a lot of history. It was several things before ultimately being converted to a restaurant. One night, me and three other people were getting ready to leave. It was one or two in the morning. We were sitting in the basement office counting out our cash to the manager. Then we would all walk out together. As the manager was quietly counting one of the server's cash outs, we heard someone coming down the stairs. Keep in mind, and this is an old creaky building, so you can hear everything even when someone walks.
That sucks.
Yeah. We all stopped and looked towards the bottom of the staircase to see who it was, since we should have been the only people in the building. When the 13th-ish footstep happened, I think the staircase has about 13 steps.
Which is just already a bad number to have anyway.
Well, I think that's standard. I think it's like 13 to 15.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, you would know. You did floor plans. So.
Yeah. I think it's standard. If not, it's 15. No one appeared. We were all baffled. One of the guys got up and looked up the stairs. No one was there. So he decided to do a sweep of the entire restaurant, which I'm like,
that'd be
good
me.
For him.
I would be that guy.
I'm too chicken shit.
Well, see, I see this a lot on like social media where it says like, I'm a Leo, so it says like Leo's in horror movies. Like, yeah. Still acts really calm, but deep inside he's crapping himself. Like, mm-hmm. Like I'm good at faking, you know, faking that I'm being brave, because I would just do it just to be like, all right, well, I need to check this out, because if there is something, I'm out. Yeah.
Like, well, you're like going towards danger though. Like, you could have just left
first. Well, I'm stupid,
so.
I mean, yeah, I could have left first, but then it would have been like, what exactly was that? And I would have never had an answer. At least if I go to look and there's nothing there, I'm like, I know what it is now.
I guess, but.
It could have been a person, it could have been a dog, it could have been a ghost. I don't know. I'd have to go look.
He walked through the entire first floor, checking the doors were locked, looking behind the bar, kitchen, bathrooms, etc. He finally came back and confirmed no one else was there. Right as he said that he didn't find anyone, a door at the end of the hallway from the basement office slammed.
Somebody was like, lies.
Yeah, right? This is a very heavy-weighted door that requires you to turn the L-shaped handle 45 degrees just to open it. So wow. It's like, you know.
Yeah.
If you let it go, there's a stopper that will slow the door down so it will shut quietly. But it's possible to slam it if someone is there to pull it or push it.
I was going to say, if it does have a stopper, that'd be really, really difficult to push. Because even I'm a big dude. I've tried shutting doors that have
it's
that.
It's still slow, and, though.
Yeah, only, it's still slow, but the hydraulic press that's in there that's easing it in is so strong. It's unreal.
But that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, it's kind of easy to just push it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She said, bottom line, a draft wouldn't be able to open the door, even if it was open because of the draft. A door wouldn't just slam on its own because of the stopper. We all booked it out of there so fast. I'm convinced that that a ghost was there with us.
Yeah.
Me too.
I wouldn't have known until I looked.
That gives me so much creepy stuff, like creepy feelings.
Gives me the gooseies.
Yeah.
What do they call it in like England? Goose pimples or something like that? And it's not goosebumps. It's like goose
pimples. Probably goose pimples.
Yeah. Because they said something like that on the monsters. It was like goose pimples or something. I don't know.
Yeah, that just gives me, like, the chills. Because, like, I've had paranormal experiences, but, honestly, only really, like, one strong one that I know for sure was paranormal. Yeah. So before we get into ours, because, like, I'm excited to tell it.
And by the way, we do have other stories, but we're splitting it into other episodes. We have that one guy, right?
That has it. Yeah. Gonna read that.
Oh, you're gonna read that? Yeah, you are reading it. So, oh, okay. I thought you were gonna turn it into an episode.
Well, no, that's why I was gonna ask you for your phone.
Oh, okay. All right.
Can I have your phone?
Oh, yeah. Right now.
Yeah. First episode.
Welcome to the Haunted Cafe.
First episode, guys. We're a little, you know, first talking tea episode. We're a little.
It's rusty. Unscripted and natural.
Yeah.
Come on. Now my phone wants to act up.
Of course it does. Anyway, how you guys doing? Did you guys get your tea? Get all cozy. I hate the fact that we're kind of ruining the spooky aesthetic.
What do you mean?
Just because we're like, now we're giggling and shit.
Well, see, my emotional response to anything that makes me uncomfortable is the joke about it. So.
Especially now that you're going to tell your scary story. That was our yeah. cat, by the way. Nothing spooky.
We got big chunker cat names Voodoo. Voodoo, right?
Yeah. We got Gypsy and we have Voodoo.
Yeah, so we got two different kinds of magic in this house.
Yeah. All right. So this story is kind of a long one. It's I don't know how to like describe it, so I'm having trouble. He wrote on a website called medium.com. The site is ARVOZYLO.medium.com. And the guy's name's Arvo, so.
Yeah.
He wrote about his experiences at Haunted Cemetery on a full moon on Friday the 13th.
And how long is this one?
It says it's a 12-minute read.
Alright.
So, I mean, it's not horrible.
Yeah, it's not horrible. And if I don't know if this guy's, like, doing it to, like, making up stories or if they're real. But if it's a 12-minute read and it's real, that's a long time to experience some crap.
Well, it's a collective.
So it's multiple different things. Okay, that's understandable. Okay.
Yeah. It says, collected experiences at Bachelor's Grove, one of the world's most haunted cemeteries.
Huh.
Which, I've never heard of it. Neither have I.
Something to look into.
I keep burping, sorry. Yeah, so it starts off with him talking about, I'll just start reading it, because it's kind of like, it's hard. I wanted to kind of like simplify it, but it's kind of hard too. Yeah.
And so, we were going to print this out to make it easier, but
it's 12 pages long.
Yeah, it was complicated.
With pictures.
Yeah.
Which isn't a bad thing.
I mean, no, it's not, but we need the ink for other things, so.
Yeah, we barely have ink.
Yeah.
Alright, so it goes, I'd like to share a number of little antidotes from my dozens of times being at the notorious haunted and long-abandoned cemetery, Bachelor's Grove.
Nice. I'm going to get some incense and light it.
Okay.
Cleanse the room a little bit, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I can keep reading. I think they rival a lot of the stories to come out in the last 20 years about experiences in that cemetery. For one, among the first times I went to the cemetery, which is situated in the middle of a forest preserve, it was with my friends. We saw the notorious disappearing house, or at least one of them. We didn't even know it was supposed to not be there.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's a disappearing house. So, like, they walked past
it's one of those things.
And didn't realize it wasn't supposed to be there. Like, it looked so real that they just walked past.
Yeah.
Once we had spent our time in the cemetery, we continued walking west, past the stream that ran through the area. We walked for some time, and I even took a photo inside a nearby well where this house apparently was.
Yeah.
Not 100 yards from view, this was in approximately 2001. The house that most people have reported is said to be white, but what we saw was brown. It did look like it had candles lit in the windows, and it had a sheltered porch area. In hindsight, it did sort of have a shimmering quality to it.
But that would probably be mistaken for white, I guess.
Maybe. Yeah, I didn't think of that.
Sorry, guys. I'm trying to...
Oh.
The clicking. There we go.
I was like, no, you're fine.
Because the clicking was right next to the mic over here. So I was like, people just started, like, hearing that in their ears. So I apologize for that.
Yeah. Anyway. But it was not so out of the ordinary that it would disturb us in any way. The more we walked towards it, the more it stayed the same distance from us. So, like, they tried to get to the house, and it just...
It's almost like forget what it's called. Go ahead.
It kind of reminds me of Skyrim's... it's a mod. What's that called?
Oh, I know what you're talking
about. Where it's,
like,
all foggy. I mean, this probably wasn't foggy, but it was, like...
I forget what the mod. Yeah, no, Clockwork Tower. No, that's a movie.
Oh no, it's not Skyrim. It was Fallout. It was the Kelly something Manor. It's a mod.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Anyway, it's basically about like you know you have to go looking for this lady's house and you know it kind of like moves in different places. It says we were so preoccupied with looking for ghosts that we did not even realize that the house wasn't supposed to be there.
Hmm.
We didn't put it together for some years after, including several other visits without consequence, and one with especially a large amount of consequence, at least for me. I had heard about the disappearing house in 2004 or so, and I brought multiple friends back to try and find it, and we never did. One time in 2014, a friend and I walked for 5 hours in the thick of the woods, off the pass, past the cemetery, past the nearby stream. The more we walked, the more the view of the Midlothian Turnpike i.e. the end of the forest preserve, stayed the same distance from us. Finally, we gave up and turned around, and we got back to the cemetery entrance within 20 minutes. So they had been walking for an hour or more, maybe more, and decided to give up, turn around, walked back, and only made it back 20 minutes.
But how do you walk that far and not hit the end of the cemetery? Eventually, it would just stop.
Something happened.
Yeah, definitely.
So, like, time stopped, or... It's kind of like the house thing, where the house was in view, but they couldn't get to it.
Yeah.
That's really creepy. I don't even know how to explain that.
Yeah. And, you know, it also reminds me of Far Cry as well. Far Cry 3. When you first meet the doctor in Far Cry 3, he gives you this this herbal medicine to take, and you start to hallucinate. And one of the things that you hallucinate is you're walking down this cavern, and at the very end of the cavern is a door that has like the front of his house on it. And every time you get closer, it just keeps going back and back. Hmm. That's pretty cool.
I'm wondering if, I mean, I know this is probably nonsense, but I'm wondering if there is something there, like some kind of plant or just something.
I mean, there might have been. You never know. It's an abandoned cemetery. Plus all the corpses and stuff like that, fertilizing the ground. You don't know what's going to pop up. There's probably a lot of fungus in that area that would, like...
Maybe.
If you stepped on... Yeah. If stepped on, then those...
The fumes
would hit you, and I mean, it would make you hallucinate.
That's just... It's a really, like, large...
Yeah, it's
like,
it's a large shot, but over the this top incense freaking loves me right now. It is so annoying.
You lit
Jeez,
it.
I know. You can have some.
I don't want it. Okay, so the forest preserve is about a 3-block radius if you look at a map. So there's no logical way we walked for that long without coming to the other side.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
It was nerve-wracking experience, to say the least.
Wow.
What... Oh, I just saw something really creepy. What if they continued to walk back towards the cemetery entrance and couldn't make it?
That'd be screwed up.
Yeah. Like, that just gave me chills.
Stop freaking yourself out. Is there still water in this?
Yeah.
Okay. I need some more water. Oh no, I covered the phone.
Okay, anyway. So between 1999... Go ahead. ASMR.
Yes, yes. We like to do some ASMR things on this little Spotify thing here, because this mic is really, really good.
Don't pour it on the mic.
Duh. Now, I don't know if you could hear that or not, but that was nice.
Place it and have a 1 cup of common jasmine tea. Uncle Iroh.
I was like, wait a minute.
You don't get that?
No, I got it. And once you said warm jasmine tea, I was like...
I know,
like,
I kind of fudged it a little
That's
bit.
That's all right.
Anyway, so between 1999 and 2017, I went to Bachelor's Grove at least once per year and sometimes 4 times, possibly more. Even before I believed in ghosts, it had a special allure to it. And I take the metro train by myself on a whim, or talk my friends into a short road trip. On Friday, June 13th of 2003, I was still something of a skeptic. I went to spend the night at the cemetery by myself because I thought I'd never see anything. What are you doing?
I was trying to fix the light, but it wouldn't work. I don't like that light. That's better. I'll just stick to the green one. Sorry. Go ahead. Sorry.
Now you made me lose my place. I went to spend the night at the cemetery by myself because I thought I'd never see anything. By that time,
What is wrong with you?
By that time, I had been enough times without seeing anything, or so I thought, that I guess I felt a reckoning of sorts was in order. I guess he thought that it was bullcrap.
Yeah.
I snuck into the forest preserve area past a small radio antenna tower because I knew there would be police stationed at the main entrance to prevent trespassers, and there were. By this time, I had been there so many times, I knew the place by heart. I quietly snuck into the main path just past the entrance. Once I'd walked through the woods for long enough, dressed in all black, with a good deal of adrenaline, the cemetery welcomed me behind a chain-link fence with an aged, hand-painted sign. I didn't even have a flashlight, but I found that I didn't need one. The moon was so full and bright. Yes, it was a full moon on Friday the 13th. Which, I mean,
it was a full moon this year on Friday the 13th, so it's not like something that's irregular.
Us personally, we don't really have, like, sorry, We don't really have, like, a whole bad, like, connotation with Friday
the 13th. No, Friday the 13th is usually a really good day for both of us.
Mm-hmm.
I think there was one when I was a kid on Friday the 13th, I found $100 just laying there in a Walmart parking lot. And I was like, today's my day. I'm not Walmart Wawa, sorry. Somebody would have took that shit if it was Walmart. Oh, yeah, definitely. It'd be gone.
Wawa, too, though.
Well, yeah, but Wawa's, the people aren't, you know, looking for stuff on the ground. Yeah. I was.
I felt as if there was an overhead light somewhere, but I don't think there was. I walked around a fair amount. I was thankful that, for some reason, there was no mud and no mosquitoes, and the weather was a bit brisk, but not too cold.
So it was like the perfect night.
Yeah, definitely. Hmm. The abandoned property was also known to have obscenely overgrown grass and weeds, but some kind of soul had mowed it before too long. So.
Well, you have to, otherwise you get fined. Whoever owns that property, even if it's abandoned, somebody owns the property no matter what. And if not, then the government will literally send people out there to mow the grass. I used to do landscaping. That's how I know this.
Yeah.
So
I'm pretty sure that I arrived at the cemetery around 11 p.m. Not a thing happened until 2 a.m., but at that time, everything happened, and it was beautiful. I sat at a grave that had been dug up in the 60s, so it was a bit of a pothole. I believe it was the Newman grave, which I'm not sure what that is. I tried to settle in, but I was on high alert for the entire time until I actually did start seeing things. A lot of people have horror stories of shadow figures and deep negativity, but what I saw was so blissful and warm, it made me really happy, and I've always associated that warm feeling with the place since then.
Hmm.
Yeah. It began with me seeing two people slowly dancing in a circle, patiently, gracefully, and almost menacingly. It was a bride and groom, an old-fashioned old-fashioned clothing. Sorry, I can't pronounce that. The groom with a top hat and coattails, and the bride with a white wreath on her head. At first, I thought it was a mirage, until I started drawing what I imagined. Oh, and I started drawing what I imagined the mirages to be under the moonlight. The more I continued to draw, the more these mirages sort of came to life. And then bizarre things started to happen, which certainly were not mirages. The couple were too far away to see many details, but the intensity with which they gazed into each other's eyes was not only
implicit.
Yeah, but undeniable. So much so that I felt I could hear the music, although I knew I couldn't.
Hmm.
Which, that's crazy. Like,
it is.
I would assume that to be, like, just being in the dark for so long, you start seeing stuff. But at the same time, it's a weird thing to start seeing, you know?
And also, once you see something that your senses aren't used to, your senses get increased tenfold, and then you start to hear everything.
Yeah, like, you know, being in the dark, your other senses.
Like Field Days recently. There's a YouTube channel called Field Days that we watch, and it's this Australian guy that does like catch and cook videos, and stuff, fishing, his survival videos, etc. Which I'm a big survival guy. But he went into this cave. He heard one thing, got freaked out, and he just became so alert. The dopamine was way up there, and the adrenaline was so high that he literally started hearing everything. And he was able to make it through the night, even though he was crapping himself the entire time.
Oh, yeah, because that, honestly...
That was weird, man.
I believe that cave was haunted.
Yeah, I do.
Definitely, like, go watch that.
Yeah, because I'm just spoiling one part, because it still freaks me out. There was this metal ladder that he climbed down, and this cave was underground. It was a tunnel that he took. It was a public cave, so people could go there anytime they wanted, which is kind of skeptical, because why is the ladder still there, blah, 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 blah. But the ladder was there. He went down a ladder, and this was like 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning, pretty
something
much around
like that, yeah.
Yeah, it's
same
around
time.
The same as this guy. And like the ladder just started shaking aggressively for no reason at all. And there was no way. It was a metal ladder that was attached in the ground and on the top of the there was no way that anything natural,
I guess.
Yeah, natural would be able to move that.
Like wind or something.
Yeah, like,
or an animal.
He was in a desert, so it wasn't, well, not really a desert, but there was no trees. There was none of that. Like, there's no animals that are going to come around that area that have a grip enough to just shake a metal ladder.
Yeah, yeah. And it was, like, aggressively shook. Definitely go check out Field Days.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Yeah.
So.
But, anyway, so back to this story.
Yeah.
It is natural for a skeptic to assume that this was some sort of psychogenic hysteria, the eyes playing tricks in the moonlight.
Mm-hmm. Which it does. The moon does mess with you.
Oh, yeah, definitely. But it's hard to explain how bright everything was. The moon was not only luminescent, but everything had a slight glowing hue to it, which allowed for me to make certain about this couple in the distance. Dancing their mesmerizing dance near the entrance to the cemetery, these lovebirds were not my eyes making something out of nothing. The more clarity I felt, the more happiness I felt. I felt as if I was connected to all the families who had come to have picnics and visit their loved ones, since, after all, referred to as the cemetery in the park, this was considered the cemetery in the park at one point. White orbs began to float around in the area, and they didn't seem to be representative of bodies, but they were smaller. They looked like what Disney movies portray lightning bugs to be, basically clusters of white super balls floating in the air. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
There was not only a glow, but a sort of fog in the trees, as well as a thin layer lining around the ground, and most of the orbs that I saw were up in the trees with what looked like light mists of glowing white smoke.
Now, sorry, I'm going to cut you off again. This guy is getting really in-depth and detailed with what he's seen. And, like, with me having an overactive imagination, I'm feeling what he was talking about.
Yeah.
If he is just telling a story to tell a story, he's doing a damn good job at it. My bad, Twitch. He's doing a really good job at it. And if it is something that is real, then bro, that's all I can do.
I mean, it's definitely possible that it happened, because I doubt there's been, like, a whole lot of people that have just, like, come to sit in the grave.
Just sat there.
Yeah, sit in the grave sites and stuff like that. So for him to just have been, like, doing it himself, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it might have opened up something that he didn't even realize would happen.
And like me, I'm a kind of guy that loves anything euphoric. So anything that makes me feel like a higher sense of being, I absolutely adore.
Yeah.
So like I meditate sometimes in the mornings. I'll do all of that. I like the whole spiritual thing. And the stuff that he's talking about is like, I kind of wish I was there to witness what he was witnessing. Like, this is like something that
it
makes my chest hurt.
It's intense,
like, it's awesome. Like, this is like, like I said, if he is telling a story, bro, write a book, my guy.
Yeah,
write a book, please.
Yeah.
I don't read books, but I'll read it.
I'll read it to you.
Yeah, thanks.
To my left, a large glowing red light crept over the lagoon and the nearby turnpike. It looked like red spotlights were coming out of the lagoon, lots of them. The side of the road next to the lagoon was immersed in red light going straight up to the sky. I kept awaiting to hear an ambulance, but I heard nothing. I didn't even hear crickets for a while. Combined with the moonlight, these new red lights gave me even more illumination so I could inspect the things around me without getting up from my seat. On the ground, I saw a broken carriage and a dead horse. I want to be clear that it was bright enough to make these things out pretty clearly. The carriage was pretty smashed up, but it was still recognizable as a carriage. I did not know any of the history where a horse and carriage ran into the lagoon and both died for no apparent reason. I heard that years later. That particular anecdote isn't in a lot of the books that cover this cemetery. Another thing I will say, there are stories of a yellow man, which is apparently some Dick Tracy type of character, so like a detective, that walks around in a yellow overcoat. I did not see that exactly, and I've never heard of it until recently.
Is it Nick Valentine from Fallout?
Yeah.
Find out after these messages.
But what I did see was a glowing yellow humanoid figure that would walk for a few steps and then explode into pieces, then reform as a bunch of orbs that rapidly collated. It's like blood congealed. I can't say it. Walk a bit more than explode. All of this happened in a manner as if it were indifferent to me. This stuff just continued to go on uninterrupted.
Sorry about that.
Can you close the window?
Yeah, I'm gonna close the window because
that's our neighbor's car.
I feel like it's gotten a lot louder.
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
There might be something wrong with your car, my guy.
This stuff continued to go on uninterrupted for at least 2 hours. I sat in the moonlight and sketched what I was seeing at one point, and that was just as things were beginning to develop. What I did sketch also What I did sketch also were potential mirages, to be clear, but that was before the red light really kicked in. At one point early on, I was satisfied to sketch the little mirages that I thought I saw, even if I even made captions about it. But when the real action started, I stopped sketching altogether. It was absolutely mesmerizing. Things were not all peachy keen throughout the night, though. I had heard of shadow figures and hooded figures, and naturally I was worried about the ritual abuse and devil worshippers that are rumored to be about the area. Which, any cemetery, honestly, has, like, devil worshippers and stuff. So it's kind of not really, like, a rare thing.
No, it's not. It's it's like 80% of cemeteries probably has some sort of cultist group out there at night.
Yeah.
So.
What I did see was hovering hooded figures moving back and forth around the fence area, paying particular attention to the entrance. Which, isn't there cops at the entrance?
I don't know.
I thought he said that there was.
Mm-hmm.
Which, if there is, like, did they see anything?
I don't know.
Honestly, if I was a cop and I had to, like, patrol a cemetery, I'm staying on the outside. See, I'm scared, but, like, at the same time, I would do it, but then I'd be scared. Like, horrible. paying particular attention to the entrance. They zoomed back and forth over and over, and that made me pretty nervous, but they seemed more like guardians than antagonists. They had a rapid, shimmering quality as they moved briskly along the fences. The speed that they moved with betrayed the fact that their legs were not moving. What made me more nervous was that I began hearing animals screaming. I specifically heard a dog screaming in pain, and it felt like it was very close to me, but I could not see it. The dog didn't seem to want to hurt me, but I did not move from my spot at that gravestone until the sun began to come up. Just before that happened, it was as if a dimmer switch had turned everything down, and it all faded from view as the crack of dawn only slightly began to creep through the moonlight. At which point, I walked to the nearby 24-hour diner and had breakfast and came back to the cemetery to take pictures with a disposable camera. Naturally, not one photo came out. The photos were all completely black.
Okay, then.
Which, that's like... a disposable camera, they're not really too, like...
they're not that great.
You know.
They were.
Not saying that they're bad, but, you know.
They were really good back in the day when they would actually need, like, nobody ever uses those now. That's why it's like, oh, we'll just put something together. So.
I lost my place. Okay. I walked a fair distance at sunrise with only a small amount of dirt on my jeans and finished the final touches of my sketch on the bus with a sense of elation that I'd never had had before or since. I would like to add that this experience was so profound to me that it slowly became the impetus for me to become a psychic as well as a certified hypotherapist. Sorry, I'm really bad at pronouncing stuff. Essentially became the trance state that was so involved on this night was so extraordinary and undeniable. Then he also goes to say that there are also a hypothesis of maybe UFO sightings, which I was thinking that too.
Yeah, I was thinking it could have been
with the red light and stuff. It could have been a UFO kind of like.
I was gonna say that, but I was like, let me wait for the story to keep going, just in case he says it could have been a UFO.
Yeah. So there's a lot more to it, but I kind of want you guys to go read his story. I don't want to take all of like the suspense away from him,
because
there is quite a bit more. I do want to show you guys, or at least you, Alan, the sketch that he drew, because it's really cool,
actually. No, he posted a picture of it?
Yeah.
Oh, I was wondering if he was going to or not. And I'll bring it to the camera so you guys can see it, too.
It's a little hard to see, but if you go to his website, which I'll tell you about it again, you'll be able to see it for yourself, and also some other pictures that he took.
Yeah. So, it's interesting. A little difficult for y'all to see just because on camera action are, you know, not that great.
Photo on camera.
Yeah.
But that's all the more reason to go check out his page.
You want to see it a little bit more clear, go do that.
Yeah. The page, just to, you know, just to read it off again, is arvozylo.medium.com. Thank you so much for letting us read your story. Sorry if I kind of butchered some of the words.
Yeah.
I'm really bad at, like, pronunciating
stuff. I'm usually good at pronouncing stuff, except for simple words. Simple words mess me up, which is weird. I can pronounce big, massive words, but the word is throws me off.
But man, like, while I was reading that, like, the only thing that popped into my head was, like, possible UFO.
Yeah.
Because, like, we were just talking, the previous episode that I was talking about was the Bigfoot and alien connection. Mm-hmm. So, if the whole Bigfoot, aliens, and ghosts are all kind of in the same reign, like, in the same territory, yeah. it's definitely possible that, like, UFO and ghosts mix together on stories, too.
Yep.
So, that could also be a solution for you. Hmm. It could be, like, maybe that's the reason why you started seeing all of that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, that's a cool story.
It is. It was all well and good until I heard the dog in pain. And I am a huge animal lover. And if there is any kind of animal in pain anywhere that is caused by something that is not a natural cause for it to be in pain, I want to literally capsize that person. Can't say what I want to say because it's Twitch.
And Spotify.
Yeah, and Spotify. Well, it says Spotify doesn't
care. I know, but still. You know, some of our people don't want to hear all that.
Yeah.
All right. So, now it's come to the time for us to tell our own stories. We've kind of hinted at them throughout the episodes.
Yeah, we have.
Like, you've been really, really excited to tell your stories.
I mean, it's not as...
Not that you're excited, but, you know.
And I just thought of a few more stories, too. Some of the recent ones that I told you about over at our old place.
Yeah.
With, like, the random lights and stuff. I'll get into that.
Go ahead and talk about it.
Well, where do you want me to start, from when I was a kid and work my way up, or from recent to when I was a kid?
Whenever you want to.
Well, I'll start from when I was a kid. All right, so when I was younger, we lived in this house here in Jersey. It was over on Porchtown Road. And at the time, it was me, my sister, my mom, and my stepdad. My mom and my stepdad, they slept in the living room because we only had a two-bedroom house. So me and my sister, we had our own rooms. I was in the living room at night talking to my mom one day, and my mom started getting a really weird feeling, and she had noticed something in the bedroom that was literally adjacent to the living room. It was literally just, you could see clearly into the bedroom. And she looked over there, and she was like, "What is that?" And I was like, well, I was a kid, I turned around, I was like, "That's weird." So what I did was, I grabbed a knife, and I grabbed a knife as a kid, and I started walking to the bedroom. I was like, "This is my room. No, nothing's gonna be in there without me knowing about it." I was a brave little a-hole.
Yeah.
But so I grabbed the knife from the kitchen. I started walking to the room, and I got closer and closer. And what it was is the curtains were moving. It was at night, so the moonlight was directly in the window. The curtains were moving. The window wasn't up at all. It was down. The curtains were moving, and there was a little tiny shadow of, like, this child sitting there just moving the curtains. And I didn't know what it was until I got closer. And then when it turned around and looked at me, that's when I stopped dead in my tracks. And I looked back at my mom and looked back at the thing, and it was no longer there. My mom had seen it, too.
I was going to say, did she see it?
Yeah, she's seen it. And that was my first ever paranormal experience. She has her own stories, but I don't think she's ever going to come on here and actually talk about them. But because she's kind of traumatized by them, which is understandable. But what's another? So after that... you know, the whole night was perfectly fine after that. Nothing else had happened, but that was my first actual ghost experience. And, what was another one? Go to one of yours.
I'm sorry, if you want to think about
go to yours. Cause I'm trying to think of something that came after that.
I was thinking of stories as I was telling these, and I kind of forgot them too, but one that, like, really, like, hits home for me is, so my mom passed away when I was 4 or 5. And she passed away from cancer. And we were still living at our old house, like the first house that like I grew up in. And my dad had to work night shift. So I might have twisted this story more just because I was so young. And I remember seeing everything, but I'm not sure if I'm like remembering from other people telling me or not.
Yeah.
But so we had a babysitter come over. It was at night. And we were all sleeping on the top bunk of our bunk beds. It was me and my sister and the babysitter. And for some reason, I woke up in the middle of the night, and the bedroom door was open. And it was only open just like a little crack. Well, as I'm sitting there watching it, the door swung open as if someone was like kind of peeking in at us. And then it swung back closed to like half, you know, like half open. And like, that scared the crap out of me, which... Now, thinking about it, it was probably my mom just checking in on us.
Were there any windows open? Because it could have been a draft.
So, like, how... I don't think so. So, how, like, our house was, is that it was our bedroom, a hallway, and then, like, a bedroom. So, like, I don't think that there was any windows. I mean, Like I said, I was only like 4 or 5, so I can't say for sure. Yeah. But it did scare my babysitter enough for her to run out of the house and like call her mom to come pick us up.
Oh, wow.
So,
okay.
You know, it's not, it wasn't just us seeing it.
Yeah. And because yeah, I would say that happens here all the time whenever we have the bedroom door open. Mm-hmm. The bedroom door is all the way at the end of the hallway, which is behind the kitchen, which is behind you guys.
It's about the, which is behind you guys, which is kind of the same layout, if I remember correctly, as that.
Yeah. And if we have, even if the window is open the slightest, and that door is open, and we open our screen, our sliding door, that door will slam shut.
it'll, like, you can hear it shaking and stuff. Like I said, I'm not sure. You just love the lights, don't you?
I do. I'm trying to get a proper color here, because now we're telling our stories, and I want it to be more noticeable. I don't want it to be so... There we go, that's a natural light.
But it's just, like... And then also, once her mom got there, because her mom was our actual babysitter... And then, like, the daughter was just kind of there just because, like, obviously the mom didn't want to stay.
Yeah.
She was outside smoking a cigarette, and she heard somebody call out and say, "It's okay, I'm here." So that's, it could have been my mom.
Yeah.
And that freaked her out, too, you know? Wow. So, yeah. That's my story. I'm pretty sure it was my mom. At least that's what I would like to believe.
Yeah.
That it was my mom coming to say, like, hi. Yeah. So...
All right, well, on to my next story. Yep. So my next story, I was trying to remember in order when things happened because I didn't really experience anything until like maybe about 3 or 4 years ago. Experience anything again until about 3 or 4 years ago. And when I experienced that whole child ghost thing, I was like 8 years old. So I'm 29. Jeez, 29 now. So that was a while ago. But the one that happened to me a few years ago was our camping experience.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. And this is what I was talking about with the other guy with the sleep paralysis, how I understand, because it happened to me while I was camping in the woods. So
now, we were behind your mom's house, so it's not like we were, like, really
we weren't in some random part of woods. We were literally in the middle of civilization, but she had about 4 acres, and 3 acres of those 4 acres was nothing but woods. So it was a free campsite for us. We went there, did some camping, well, why not, you know? But
stopped after this.
Yeah, oh, yeah, we stopped going after this. I was like, never again. But I'm sitting there, and I'm laying there, and it's dark out. I got the fire going. We're sitting in our tent sleeping. And then out of nowhere, I wake up, can't move my body whatsoever. And I just hear these footsteps running in front of the tent. I looked. There was no shadow, which means somebody was either behind the fire or in front of the fire, or there's nothing there at all.
Well, because the fire wasn't lit, right?
No, it wasn't lit, but you could still see the embers through the thing. So I didn't see no shadow in front of it, is what I'm trying to say. There's no random dark patch.
Yeah.
But so I just heard somebody bolting it across the front of the tent. And then I'm sitting there paralyzed, and I'm sitting there trying to wake her up, and I can't move at all. Like, literally the only noise I could make was and that was it. That's the only thing I could do. I couldn't move at all. And when the footsteps stopped, I was able to gain my conscience a little bit, but not much. So it stopped, and then as I started to try and move again, the footsteps started up again, but this time it wasn't somebody running. It was like a little tiny animal was prancing
in the woods. Four paws.
Yeah, it was like 4 paws instead of 2 foot. So I don't know if a skinwalker had just happened to cross my path and scared the crap out of me to the point where I was just like, but it was very strange. And by the time I gained my consciousness and was able to actually get up and move around, I grabbed my little rifle from the side of me because I had a little CO2 rifle on the side of me.
A little BB gun.
I mean, it ain't going to do nothing, but it would still look threatening, you know, in case there was someone there. You never know. But I picked that up and I went out there, and I'm just like looking around. I had a really nice, really bright flashlight that I turned on. I'm just looking in the woods. Nothing. And it is dead silent. Like, you can't hear no wind. There are no crickets. It is just dead ass silent. And I'm surprised I was even able to go back to sleep that night.
And honestly, there was obviously, like, his mom was really close, and they have dogs, so I guess it could have been that.
But not at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. They wouldn't be let out.
Also, I don't think that she would come running down there and not, like, say, "Hey, I got you. Like, I scared you." You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, your mom's not one to pull a prank and then quietly, like, go disappear back into the house.
She's
you
not.
Know what I mean?
She's not very good at pretending.
No.
But that was my sleep paralysis story. Like, I'll never forget it, and I'll never go back to that place in the woods anyway. So
I'd go back. I'd go back and stay.
In the woods?
I mean, I wasn't awake when you did it.
I woke you up. I woke you up when I grabbed my rifle and stuff, because I was able to.
I wasn't there. Like, I wasn't awake when you got scared, so I would go back just to see if it happened again.
Yeah. And when
we had all these plans of, like, wrapping wire around trees.
Oh, yeah, to like, try and catch something. We went back there a few times after
and
that.
And we did, yeah.
We did. All right. So we did end up going back because I remember putting up like booby traps of like having like
somebody tripping or something.
Yeah. So we could catch them if they do happen to do again, but it never happened again. Mm-hmm. And we had stopped going there because I'm like, all right, well, I'm not catching anything, which is freaking me out even more because you would at least catch something. You know what I mean? We would hear something. The lines would have been tripped. Something would have happened. And lo and behold, after us not going there for another 3 months, we went back into the woods and there was a fallen tree right where our tent was.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't know if it had fallen directly after we had stopped going there or if it had fallen recently because I can't tell that stuff. I'm not a tracker of sorts.
And also, but, remember what was in your mom's basement too?
Oh my god. I forgot about that.
Yeah, so can tell the story.
I will because it pisses me off and freaks me out at the same time.
Yeah, well, we were going to rent this place after cuz his mom was going to move out. After she moved out, we were going to rent that place, but quickly changed our mind.
Mm-hmm. So,
we're kind of slow, like, getting low on time, just to let you know.
Oh, okay.
But we're good. We got until an hour, and it's 44, so.
Okay, well, you can always just start it up again, right?
I think there's a two-hour limit, so I don't know how long we've gone.
Yeah, all right, well, I'll try making this a little bit quick.
But you're fine, go ahead.
I still have a few stories, but they're shorter. But anyway, so when we were down, and this wasn't like your typical basement. The basement was like, I'm 6 foot, I had to bend over like this in order to walk around in the basement, otherwise I would hit my head on the beams and stuff like that. But I'm sitting there, I had my little shop set up because we have YouTube channels, like I said. Yeah. And at the time, I was doing a lot of DIY weapons and stuff like that, making stuff out of junk. Pretty much. And I was in there working on my stuff, and I had noticed there's this little window that goes to a crawl space, like it's like a half basement to a crawl space, and there's this little window. I noticed a book in front of the window, and I picked it up, and it was a Spanish Bible. When I picked it up, I was like, all right, that's weird. And I looked up at the window, there was a cat skeleton directly in the window, and I was like,
oh man,
what the hell happened here?
Yeah.
There's no reason why I should have experienced what I experienced. Found a Spanish Bible in a window and then a cat skeleton. Like, that's three strikes and I was out. Like, I was done after that. I never liked going back. I never wanted to go into the basement again. And I never went camping. I was done. I was like, no, I'm not.
And honestly,
I don't know what went on here, but it wasn't good.
Honestly, I'm not going to go into like what actually happened, but there was a lot of negative stuff that was happening between your mom and the guy that she was with. Yeah. And obviously we'll never know, but I'm wondering if something that was there might have caused such negativity.
Maybe.
Yeah. Because like there's people living in there now. I would love to know. Obviously, I hope nothing bad's happening, but I would love to know if anything actually is happening.
Yeah, because the guy that she was with was diagnosed with a bipolar disorder. So with him being weak-spirited, anything could have triggered him like that. Yeah. And anything triggered him, really.
And there was a lot of negative stuff that happened in that house.
I don't want to get into it. But yeah, so that was that experience. And then after I had after they had moved out of there, I had to move with them because I was still living with them at the time. And we didn't have the money to actually rent the place.
Well, no, because you were with me when they moved out of that place.
Was I?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot about that.
So this must have been when you moved out of your dad's
house. When I had moved out of my dad's house or whatever, I was able to get the place not the place that we're in now, but the place before us. And a few things had happened there. And one of the first things that happened was in the middle of the night, always in the middle of the night is when stuff would happen. Of course, there's stuff that happened in between that had to do with our upstairs neighbor, but I'll talk about that in a minute. But what had happened was the first time I had ever experienced anything weird at that place. Once again, it was the middle of the night, and I got woken up for some reason. I just randomly woke up. I always wake up for no reason at like 3 o'clock in the morning, almost every night. Yeah.
I was trying to figure out. Well, no,
there's two things that happened pretty much So the first time was a massive green light was outside. I have no idea what it was. There was no cars, nothing. It was just complete silence and a green light. I didn't know where the light was coming from. I didn't know there was no cars that had green lights. I even went outside and checked. As soon as I got ready to go outside, that green light was gone. Like, it was gone. There was no more green light. And I was like, I don't know what that was. That freaked me out. So that's the first thing that happened. And then the second thing that happened was, once again, in the middle of the night, and I gotta hurry up because I'm running short on time.
You're fine.
But the second thing that happened was in the middle of the night, and this time it had to do with a red light. There was a massive red light just blaring through the windows. And then in front of the window, because the way our bedroom was, you see the window that's right over there. And imagine this, just two windows next to each other, and our bed is where you're looking at right now. Yeah. So we're laying there, and then the window's here, and all you hear is what sounds like people with heavy military gear, like very, very heavy military gear, jogging in front of the window. And it just vanished out of nowhere. Like, yeah. It just up and stopped. Yeah. And no one came back through the window. The red light went away. It slowly faded into the distance. There was nobody that came back to in front of the window. There was no ambulance out there. There was no cops that were out there. There was nothing out there. And once again, it was dead silent. And those are the two things that happened over there that freaked me the hell out. So,
yeah, and then there was the guy that peeked in our windows. Oh, yeah, that was a person.
Yeah, that was a pervert. It snowed one day, and we were, window was behind us, and we kept the window shut because it was cracked. The apartment was garbage, but the window was cracked, and we went out there one day, and we found footsteps that were leading to our window, and we were like, okay, that's weird. I don't remember stepping over here when it snowed. And we go over there, and there's a handprint on the windowsill, and so I was like, somebody's watching us do the dirty. Yeah. But yeah, and then like the whole thing with my upstairs neighbor was she was like, I'm pretty sure she had some sort of like mental disorder, because like randomly she would just cry in the middle of the night. There the upstairs would be making like noises and stuff like that without her even moving. She would drop stuff, and the crying was like very eerie. It was like, ooh, like it wasn't like normal crying. It was very ghostly.
There was something wrong.
Yeah, there was definitely, but it still freaked me out.
Oh yeah, definitely.
But yeah, so.
But I can't think of any more ghost stories.
Yeah, I mean, I still, I think I still have one.
Well,
yeah, well, yeah, have yeah.
More
yeah.
tales. So, yeah.
But yeah, so
this was the first episode of Tea Tales. Yep. Thank you guys for joining us.
Yep, appreciate you guys watching. Thank you
listening.
For anybody, yeah, and listening. And once again, if you're on Spotify, check out Twitch. If you're on Twitch, check out Spotify. Check out all our other links. And so on and so forth.
And if you want your scary story featured, make sure you email me at thehauntedcafe@gmail.com.
And we will ask permission to use your name and stuff like that, because if you don't want your name used, we're not going to use it. So.
And also, if you want to plug anything, like, you know, the few people that wanted their Twitch or YouTube or whatever.
Yeah, like if you have a YouTube channel or something like that, you know. Yeah,
let me know, because we don't mind.
Yeah, we don't mind plugging you guys at all, so.
All right, and thanks for listening. Yep. We hope that you have a good night.
Yeah, hopefully nothing bad happens.
Yeah, nothing spooky happens. Yeah.
If something does happen, let us know.
Write it down, email me.
Yeah, write it down, email us right away, like just like that.
All right.
All right, so we will see you guys in the next episode. Catch you later.
See ya.